Translation by Srila Prabhupada. While Lord Shiva observed the beautiful woman playing with the ball, she sometimes glanced at him and slightly smiled in bashfulness, and he looked at the beautiful woman and she watched him. He forgot both himself and Uma, his most beautiful wife, as well as his associates nearby. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The material bondage of this world is that a beautiful woman can captivate a handsome man, and that a handsome man can captivate a beautiful woman. Such are the affairs that began when Lord Shiva observed the beautiful girl playing with the ball. In such activities, the influence of Cupid is very prominent. As both parties move their eyebrows and glance at one another, the lusty desires increase more and more. Such reciprocations of lusty desire took place between Lord Shiva and the beautiful woman. Even though Uma and Lord Shiva's associates were by Lord Shiva's side, such is the attraction between man and woman in the material world. Lord Shiva was supposed to be above all this attraction, but he was victimized by the captivating power of Lord Vishnu. Rishabhdev thus explains the nature of the lusty attraction. Punsa striya mithuni bhavam etam, tayar mitha hridaya granthim ahur, ato grihakshetra sutapta vitait, janasya moha ayam aham mameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this concept, misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. When a man and woman exchange feelings of lust, both of them are victimized, and thus they are bound to this material world in various ways. This is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So this is a very special subject matter. So what I do now? You have been hearing these topics. Many different speakers must be focusing so much on these subject matters. But today, instead of focusing so much on this topic, I'll go a little different direction, telling some pastimes of Lord Shiva. But what it says here is true. The attraction between woman and man. There is a verse in Shastra says, the women are special empowered by Maya Shakti. The representation of Maya to attract the man. So I was writing an article on Maya, saying that women are presentation of Maya. But the editor did not like this. Said, why women is presentation of Maya? Male are attracted by females and females are also attracted by males. So both attraction is the Maya. The Maya Shakti, Krishna's Maya Shakti, plays here. How to attract each other's mind so that they will create a situation, tayar mitha hridaya granthim ahu. They will fall into the bondage of hridaya granthi. And that will be the starting point of griha chetra sutapta bhitait. Their home, the property, children, relatives. So janasya moho ayam aham mameti. So this is a very gradual process. And Prabhupada is saying in purport, All this starts when they look upon each other, meditate upon each other. Here we see Stri Prakshana. Somebody may look at a lady. You may see a beautiful lady. You may like, oh, very beautiful lady. Anything beautiful, you enjoy. It's not only beautiful lady gives you pleasure. Anything beautiful, that gives you pleasure. So that is one kind of things. But by seeing a beautiful lady, you don't fall in love with her. We see so many beautiful ladies on the street, we don't fall in love with them. But when you fall with a lady? When you fall in love with a lady? Huh? No, when she looks upon you. That's what everything starts from. You looking so many, no problem. As when she looks upon you, that is the main point. Everything starts from there. It is not Stri Prakshanam. It is not you looking at the ladies. What worked on Lord Shiva is Pratisamichanam. Pratisamichanam. So she also looked upon Shiva. So that is the point. That's why what you look upon, what you meditate upon, dhyana. So dhyana has two functions, two way it works. That you meditate upon dhyate visyan punsa sangaste supajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodha vijayate. Dhyate, meditate upon, that works. Then you like that. But same dhyana, meditation also becomes cause of liberation. Jadanu dhyasana yukta karmagdanti nibandhanam chindanti kavidastasya kono kurjat katharati. Bhagavad Singh, by the sword of meditation on Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can cut off all these bandages. All matters of what we meditate upon, what we are exchanging upon. So that is very, very important. So Lord Shiva, he approached Vishnu, oh, please show me that form. That everybody saw, all the demigods, they saw your beautiful form that you appeared in Mohini form. Mohini form is not the eternal form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He manifests. But Mohini form is there somewhere. When we all go back to Godhead, Krishna Loka, on the way, in Brihat Bhagavatamrita explains that when this Gopakumar was going, surpassing one after another, and in some layer, that eight layers he has to pass in some place, then Mohini is sitting there. And Mohini is saying, oh my dear, where are you going? Searching for God? I am that God. And I have no pujari here. Please stay here with me. So at one point, you can't avoid. You have to that Mohini form. So here, Lord Shiva also getting attracted. When Lord Vishnu said, Lord Shiva wanted to see, oh, please show me your Mohini form. And Lord Vishnu asked, are you sure you want to see this form? Now, can you digest it if I exhibit that form? Then Shiva is thinking, what is the problem? Who is the most beautiful lady in this material world? Most attractive lady in this material world? Is Parvati. No, I am controlling Parvati. Parvati is under me. Shiva is such a self-controlled personality. The Chitrakatu was moving. Then he saw Shiva, Bhagavan Shiva giving class, Bhagavat class. And Parvati sitting on his lap. And that's why, you know, he offended. So he laughed. How can I do like this, putting your wife on your lap? But Chitrakatu did not understand how self-controlled personality Lord Shiva is, that Parvati can sit on his lap. Still he is not disturbed. He can give very nice Bhagavatam class. So Lord Shiva is saying, no problem. The most attractive things, Mahamaya, Parvati, so she cannot control me. I am her lord. But here, he is not going to be controlled by Mahamaya, but there is Yogamaya. So Lord Vishnu will build her by some higher energy. So, the bewilderment of Lord Shiva here is not like ordinary, as we are bewildered. Sometimes, Lord bewilders his devotee. That's why Mujjanti Jatasuraya. Bhagavat first verse says, the specialty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, he can bewilder even if great demigods and great central personalities. But what difference happens? All these great personalities, like Brahma was bewildered, Shiva was bewildered, Indra constantly bewildered. But one good thing with them, they are bewildered. But they never give up the shelter of Krishna. In our case, danger is that. Sometimes Brahma, Shiva, Indra, they do some activities. Think, oh, even if they are so elevated, they are also still doing. Ordinary people also doing. But the difference they do, but they don't give up Krishna shelter. In our case, by doing this, we give up Krishna shelter. Like Lord Shiva, he has put into very embarrassed position by Vishnu Maya. Can you imagine by Vishnu Maya? Then when he saw the Mohini Murti approaching in this way, he became so bewildered. Parvati is standing next to him, Ganesh, Kartike, all his associates, but he could not realize. He could not realize Antika Umamsa Ganangsa Veda. They are all standing next to her. Still, he becomes so attracted. But the interesting thing is, he has put in such an embarrassed position, and the whole world will hear these things now. But he did not become disturbed. He didn't feel agitated. He was very happy. After being bewildered like this, he was very happy. Why, you know, he was very happy? Because by this pastime, the supremacy of his Lord was established more strongly. He said, see, my Lord is so powerful, then he can bewilder me. He was very happy. Let the whole world know how powerful is my Lord. You see, Shiva is not an ordinary personality. Once Lord Shiva, he was doing tapasya in Himalaya. So the Kamadeva is there. You know, just like Prabhupada explaining, the cupid is Kamadeva Kandarpa. So you see, Kandarpa is a personality which enchants all the living entities. I have heard he shoots pancha kamabana, five arrows. So people will feel enchanted. That is his business. He arouses all the lusty desires within the living entities. So once Kamadeva was there and Lord Shiva was doing tapasya, and Kamadeva wanted to play with Lord Shiva. So he was doing tapasya, closing his eyes, and Kamadeva shoots his panchabana at him, at Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva opened his eyes. What is going on? As he saw this Kamadeva trying to play with him. Lord Shiva became so angry. So on the spot, the Kamadeva turned into ashes. Became completely burned into ashes. So that is what Shiva is. He was so fire, so angry. That Kamadeva was finished, killed there. Then later his wife came, Rati Devi, and he requested Lord Shiva, no, please, he did mistake. He will not do again anymore these things. So then Lord Shiva brought him back to life. The point is, Lord Shiva was enchanted, agitated by Kamadeva. He became so angry. He turned this Kamadeva, by the fire of his anger, turned him to ashes. But same thing happened through Lord Vishnu. He was very happy. He said, oh, my Lord is so great. There's a big difference. Influencing Lord Shiva. So sometimes, Lord's Yogamaya works upon his devotee. His devotees, they got bewildered. But by Yoga Maya, Lord himself, he take care of his devotee also. Non-devotees, they becomes bewildered. Devotee also become bewildered. Devotee also got bewildered. Not only that, Krishna also gets bewildered. Non-devotee, they get bewildered. Devotee, they get bewildered. Krishna also gets bewildered. Everybody becomes bewildered. Just like the demons, they do not know Krishna is Bhagavan. They do not accept Krishna is Bhagavan. They don't understand Krishna is Bhagavan. The exalted pure devotees, Brajavasis, they don't know Krishna is Bhagavan. They don't understand Krishna is Bhagavan. And not only that, Krishna also does not know that he is Bhagavan. So demons, they don't know Krishna is Bhagavan. Demons, they don't know Krishna. So Krishna himself, he does not know that he is Bhagavan. But still he is Bhagavan. So how that happens? So that happens, demons, they don't know Krishna is Bhagavan because of Mahamaya. And devotees, they don't understand Krishna is not Bhagavan because of Yoga Maya. Krishna also doesn't know because of Yoga Maya, his one pleasure giving potential, Lila Shakti, makes him not to understand that he is God, which he'll enjoy. Prabhupada giving example, like blind, Krishna does not understand that he is God, and demons, they don't understand he is God. So what is the difference? Prabhupada giving example, the children, they play hide and seek. So these blind people, they cannot see. They are not able to see, blind people. And children, when they play around, one child will close his eyes. He cannot see. Both cannot see. A blind man cannot see. And this child, for playing, he also cannot see. But both not seeing is not the same. Blind man is first by his karma. But this child is closing his eyes to enjoy. So Krishna, we don't know Krishna is God, and Krishna doesn't know he is God. He makes himself not to understand that he is God, so that he can enjoy. So when these things happens to upon his pure devotees, very absurd things, just like things happens to Shiva. Sometimes I think, okay, we are accustomed. We accept these things. What happens to Shiva? Lord Brahma running after his own daughter, being attracted. And what to speak about Indra? He has dozens of examples of all this. What you say? Uncultural activities. So we can digest because we are belongs to this sect, this group. Just imagine some other group people will listen all these things. What kind of religion is this? Shiva acting like this, Brahma acting like this, Indra acting like this. This is all bewildering, no? Very, very strange behavior. These are the great personalities, they behave. Yes, sometimes this happens. A Krishna's desire, no, Krishna's Maya Shakti. One same thing happened to Narad Muni also. Very funny pastimes. So what happens? Then this Kamadev came back to life. By the request of Rati Devi, Shiva brought him to back to life. But Lord Shiva said, from today, from this place where I am sitting, as far as I can see in this Himalaya mountain, this area, you should not enter. You don't come here. You have no influence here. So since then, Kamadev has no influence in that area. So whoever will go there, become free from lusty desires. Maybe we should search for that land, Maharaj. We can have a Brahmachari ashram there. So no problem. All Brahmacharis stay there. So there's a place in Himalaya. No lusty desires. So Kamadev has no influence, no Panchavana works there. So once Narad Muni had gone there, so Narad Muni, when he went there, he became free from lusty desires. So he thought, oh, it's very great. I have no lusty desires now. I conquered the lust. But he does not know He thinks he conquered the last, but actually that place has been blessed because of Lord Shiva. Then he is going propagating all 14 planetary systems. Just see, by my tapasya, now I conquered the last. Now, he's very proud that he conquered the last. Then Lord Shiva, he heard that Narada Muni going everywhere and he is proclaiming, announcing that he conquered the last, very proud of that. The Lord Shiva thought this is very bad. He is Vishnu Bhakta should not be proud like this and unnecessarily proud. Now, so I should give a lesson to Narada Muni, Lord Shiva thought. So Narada Muni being very proud, he is going all over the universe now. Then Lord Shiva, he spread his Shiva Maya, to test Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni realized he is entering into a very beautiful kingdom. Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda Se Taram Lakshan Hanuman Ki. So he entered into a very beautiful kingdom. Then he went to the king's palace. When Narada Muni went to king's palace, then king took care of Narada Muni very nicely, received him, washed his lotus feet, put him on his singhasan, did arati. Then the king asked Narada Muni, he said, "Oh, I'm so fortunate. The Devarsi Narada is in my house. And, Narada Muni, my daughter is going to marry within few days, Swayambhar Sabha. So I'll bring my daughter. If you can bless my daughter. Please, as usual, any sadhu goes, they bring their daughter, children, please bless my children." So the king did same thing. "My daughter is going to marry. You can bless my daughter." Then king brought his daughter. Then Narada Muni saw that daughter. And she was so beautiful. Narada Muni said, "Oh king, if you don't mind, I can marry your daughter." Then king became very worried. "What is this? Sadhuna wants to marry my daughter. I told him to bless my daughter. He will marry my daughter." Then king, what to say? Then king said, "Okay, Narada Muni." He said, "External, I am very happy that you will marry. I am so fortunate, oh bhagya, that my daughter will marry. But you see, but I have announced the Swayambhar Sabha. You know Swayambhar Sabha, no? Swayambhar Sabha means they will invite all the princes, kings. Then the girl will go around, and whomever she will choose, she will give garland. So tomorrow will be Swayambhar Sabha. You please come to Swayambhar Sabha. And I am sure my daughter will choose you. Who else will choose? She will choose." Then Narada Muni said, "Yes, very good idea." Then Narada Muni thought, so many beautiful personalities will come. So I should be very beautiful also, to attract, to marry this girl. Then Narada Muni straight went to Vaikuntha. After obeisance said to Lord Vishnu. Then Lord Vishnu, "Oh, my dear devotee Narada, what can I do for you?" Then Narada Muni said, "Oh my Lord, I am your great devotee. Never I have asked you anything. Today I will ask you something. So what do you want?" Then Narada Muni said, "Please you please bless me. I become very, very beautiful. My whole body becomes very beautiful." Then Vishnu asked, "Why you want to become so beautiful?" Then Narada explained the whole story. I went to this kingdom, and this girl tomorrow, Swayambhar Sabha, I'll go to Swayambhar Sabha. So Lord Vishnu is thinking, "Oh, what happened to Narada Muni? Why is thinking like this?" So Lord Vishnu, he put his hand all over his body. Then Narada saw the whole body is very beautiful. All limbs are very beautiful, very attractive. So he's very happy. Then straight he went to Swayambhar Sabha. So Lord Shiva, he's watching the fun, what is happening. Lord Narada Muni is so proud that he conquered the lusty desire. So now he fall in love with this girl. So Shiva has sent two of his anuchar associates. "You sit next to Narada." So they are sitting next to Narada. So all the princes are sitting. Then this princess came with garland. And she is going, looking one after other, all the princes, no? So she is not choosing anybody. So Narada Muni is thinking, oh, she will come to me. And of course, I'm so beautiful. She'll choose me. Then this girl came to Narada Muni. By seeing Narada Muni, she made her face like this, as if she looks very ugly, ugly personality. She made like this. Then Narada Muni is thinking, what happened? I'm so beautiful. Why this girl turning her face away from me? Then she went to other princess. Then Narada Muni became very angry and disgusted. She became so angry, so he left the place. So when he left the place, then the two associates of Shiva sitting next to him, they also came with Narada Muni. And they walked with Narada Muni. Then they asked Narada, Narada Muni, what happened? Why are you so angry? Why you left Swayambhara Sabha? Then Narada Muni said, just see, I'm so beautiful. And this girl did not give me garland to marry. No? Then this Shiva Anuchars, they said, you're so beautiful. Do you know how beautiful you are? Then they had a mirror. So they gave a mirror to Narada Muni. Can you see your face? Look how beautiful you are. Then Narada Muni took the mirror and he saw his face is looking like a monkey face. So a lot of Vishnu tricked him, you know. He made a whole body. Very beautiful. But his face like a monkey. Then Narada Muni became very upset. Huh? Oh, Vishnu cheated me. So Narada Muni saw his body, very beautiful. He is very happy. He did not see his face. So he became monkey face. So immediately he went to Vaikuntha. And Vaikuntha offered his obeisances. He's very angry upon Lord Vishnu. Very angry. No? So what kind of Lord you are? Whole life I am worshipping you. I am such a great, I dedicated my life. I never asked you anything. One thing I asked you, and you cheated me like this. You are enjoying with your wife so nicely. I wanted to have a wife. And you, how can, shouting, screaming like this. So much angry he became. Narada Muni said, I curse you. I curse you. And I am going through so hard time now, like deprived of my wife. I curse you. One day you become deprived of your wife also. You will lose your wife also. You will run around like me, looking for your wife also. You become disheartened. You will lose your wife also. And you make my face like a monkey. Huh? One day you depend upon this monkey to get back your wife. So he cursed like this. And after cursing, you become angry upon somebody. You shout and scream, then you become cool down. Isn't this? No? So when he is very angry, he shouted and screaming upon Vishnu, then he become cool down. When he cool down, then he come to his serial sense. Oh, what I did? I cursed Lord Vishnu. When you become angry, you shout, scream, anger goes down. So like Prabhupada saying, when you are lusty, you are very agitated. Lord Shiva, when he discharged simmons, then he come to his senses. Wow, what I did. It's being embarrassing things. So Narada Muni, after chastising, cursing Vishnu, he come to his senses. So, my Lord, I did a big mistake. I shouted, I cursed you like this. The Lord Vishnu said, he smiled at no, Narada Muni, no problem. Actually, I made you to agitate like this so that you curse me. So because I have to go to earthly planet, this whole plan is there like this. I take birth as Ramchandra, my wife will be stolen, and the monkey, I will depend on Hanuman and monkeys. So all my plan, you don't be worried for this. This Vishnu Maya works. Just like it worked on Sudam also. Sudam cursed Radharani also. Radharani cursed Sudam also. This special past tense goes on. The point is, pure devotees of Krishna also gets apparently bewildered. Just like when long, long before, once Brahma wanted to, everybody should be delivered. After the destruction, he wants to do creation. Then Brahma is thinking, why should I create this material world where people are simply suffering and suffering? So then he did meditation to Vishnu. He said, Vishnu, please do something. How these people will be delivered? Then Vishnu told him, you go to Nilachala Dham. You do tapasya there by being happy with your austerities. I will give darshan to everybody. So everybody will get darshan and go back to Godhead. So Brahma went to Puri long before this Jagannath deity manifest. Long before that. Jagannath deity has not manifested. So Brahma doing tapasya, this news spread all over the universe. Brahma is performing at austerities and Lord will give his darshan and everybody will get a sakhat darshan, go back to Godhead. So everybody very happy. Wow, very good news. You take direct darshan, go back to Godhead. Everybody is very ecstasy. But except one person was very unhappy with this news. You know who he was? He was Yamaraj. Yamaraj thought, what? Everybody will go back, then what shall I do here? How my company will run? What my people will do? Thinking like this, he ran very fast to Nilachala Dham. Then on top of the mountain is Akshaya Vat, Rohini Kunda, bank of Rohini, Ratna Singhasan, Lakshmi Narayan sitting. Then Yamaraj offered so much stabha stuti, please Lakshmi Narayan. Then Lakshmi Narayan said, oh, our son, what do you want? Tell us, we'll fulfill your desire. First you promise, whatever I want you will do. Yes. So, said, my prayer is that I heard that you are going to give darshan, being pleased with Brahma's tapasya. But if everybody go back to God, what shall I do here? So you please bless me, you don't give darshan to anybody. Then Lakshmi Narayan is big problem, what to do? Brahma is doing tapasya, give darshan to everybody. Jamara is saying, no, don't give darshan. Then Lakshmi Devi said, oh my dear son, this is not possible, this is an eternal place. We stay here eternally. How can you go out? Don't you know, this panchakrosa 5 crores. How much is 5 crores? 10 miles. 10 miles area. We appointed you as Yamaraj. You take care of all the living entities outside the border of boundary of this Puri Dham. Inside you have no influence here. Inside all the living entities, including insects, Jagannath take care of them directly. So that doesn't mean inside Puri somebody will do some mistake, they will not be punished. They will be punished. The Yamaraj will not punish them. Jagannath will punish them. Jagannath will take care of. Jagannath will punish his devotee. If devotee has been punished, Jagannath will give a big slap to his devotee. Whom he gave a slap? Pundarik. He will give a slap. If somebody punished, needs to be punishment, Jagannath will give a kick to his devotee. And for devotee is very nice to get a slap and kick. To get a kick from Jagannath is not ordinary thing. As a lotus feet, you get a kick on your face. Very nice, blessed. So that's in this way, the Lord, he plays with his devotees. Sometimes, very interesting pastimes. So Lord Shiva is great Vaishnavanang Jatha Sambhu. He is Sadashiva. In spiritual world, he is Sadashiva. And here is Rudra Shiva. There are two kinds of Shiva also. Two kinds of Brahma. Sometimes we see in scripture, Brahma, Shiva, they are glorified as if they are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is true also. Shiva also sometimes Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada explaining, sometimes Brahma is normally Jiva Shakti. Jiva Tattva, Jiva Tattva. But sometimes when Lord Krishna does not find a suitable spirit soul to take that position of Brahma, to become Brahma, you can become Brahma also, no problem. For 100 lives you have to do some yajna, so many asamadha yajna, 100 lives you have to perform parnasram dharma, you can become Brahma also, living entities. But when some jiva, Lord Vishnu does not find, or Krishna does not find such qualified jiva to take position of Brahma, then Lord himself comes as Brahma. He himself comes as Shiva. So there are two kinds of Brahma, two kinds of Shiva. Jivakoti Brahma. Jivakoti Shiva. There is Ishwarakoti Brahma and Ishwarakoti Shiva also. Understand? Sometimes Brahma is a Jiva Tattva, sometimes Brahma is a Shiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva also. So this Purana sometimes describes Brahma as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because some time in creation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come personally. as Brahma. And Shiva Tattva like Ishwara Koti and Jiva Koti. He is there as Sada Shiva. But he manifests here as Rudra Shiva. And Shiva also, the transformation of Vishnu, just like milk transforms to yogurt. So Vishnu transforms to Shiva. Why Vishnu transforms to Shiva? Because when Vishnu wants to do creation, how creation will take place? When Purusha will come in contact with Prakriti, then they can give a child. A lady herself can give birth to a child. Lady has to come in contact with a male person. Then she will give birth to a child. Same way, when Purusha, Vishnu is the Purusha, when Vishnu will come in contact with the Prakriti Maya, then creation can take place. But there is a problem. Problem is Vishnu Purusha never touch Maya. His eye from Maya. Maya can never touch. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar Jaha Krishna Tahana Hai Maya Radhikar. Vishnu never touch Maya. Then how creation will take place? So that is the reason why Vishnu expands himself to Shiva, Sambhu form. Then through Shiva, Shiva touches Maya, Durga Devi. Then everything comes place. So once Janvaspura was telling, that is Shiva Linga. What is Shiva Linga? Shiva Linga is Drishti, the vision of Vishnu. Maya Dhakshana, the Ikshana. He is looking upon the Prakriti. When Vishnu looks upon the Prakriti to impregnate, that his vision is Shiva Linga, that connects his Prakriti, Vishnu, in between is Lord Shiva. And Shiva is contact point with Prakriti. So in this way, Lord Shiva is very special tattva. Shiva is not just a demigod like Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Agni. Durga Devi also, Parvati. He is Mahamaya. I think anybody can become Indra, Chandra, Varuna, even Brahma. But I don't think anybody can become Parvati. Nobody can become Mahamaya. So Parvati, Shiva, they are very... that's why they are Maheshwara. All demigods, they are Ishwara. Indra, Chandra, Varuna, they are all Ishwara. But Shiva is Maheshwara. And Krishna is Parameshwara. Ishwara, Maheshwara and Parameshwara. In this way, we have to understand. Sometimes people they say, oh, you don't believe in demigods. We believe in demigods. We believe in Shiva, Brahma, everybody. But one has to understand Shiva as Shiva, Brahma as Brahma, Vishnu as what is their position? Then everything is very clear. And we accept Shiva. How is transformation of Brahma? Prabhupada saying, transform Vishnu. Vishnu can transform to Shiva, but Shiva can't become Vishnu. From milk, you can get yogurt, but never yogurt can become milk. No. In Bengal, they all say, Jai Kali, Sei Krishna. Kali is Krishna, they worship. Kali, Krishna all same. Because once Krishna, he accepted the form of Kali. And to cheat, Jatila Kutila. Krishna was in a group, Kunja, with Radharani. And in meantime, Jatila Kutila came. Radharani became very scared. Now Jatila Kutila coming, they will catch us. And Krishna said, no problem. Then Krishna transformed himself to Kali. Because Jatila Kutila, Ayan Ghosh, they are great devotee of Kali. So and then they came, they saw the Radharani is worshipping Kali Devi. So they are very happy. Then Ayan Ghosh, the Abhimanyu, become very angry upon Jatila Kutila. You are always criticizing my wife. My wife is so great. Just see, she is worshipping Kali. See, in this way, in the form of Kali, Krishna cheated Abhimanyu. But in Bengal, they say, no, Jai Krishna, Sei Kali. So worshipping Kali, Krishna is same. But our Gaudiya Acharya said, yes, Krishna can become Kali. But Kali can never become Krishna. So that is the difference. Vishnu can become Shiva. But Shiva can never become Vishnu. So Shiva is Adhina Tattva. Shiva is Kala. He is Mahakala. And Ujjaini, he is there in Mahakaleswara. And who is Mahakaleswara? Who is Mahakala? Krishna says, Kalasmi Aham. The Kala is adhin, under, works under the direction of Krishna. So in this way, the Shiva Tattva is very complicated and very interesting also to understand. The people, they don't understand. That's why Krishna is saying, Jomang Beti Tattvataha. All this subject matter, we have to understand in Tattva, otherwise we don't understand. Of course, they have their external, very humorous pastimes. But Vaishnavanang Jatha Sambhu, Shiva is great devotee. He is great Vaishnav. I'll just tell one pastimes of Lord Shiva. And Ramchandra went to Puri in Tritiya Yug. That is no temple, nothing was there. But Ramchandra, every day he worshipped Shiva. Every day he worships Shiva Linga. As a Kshatriya he has to worship. There is no Shiva temple in Puri. So he made sand linga and worshipped Shiva, then went. Then after going some time, then he realized, Ramchandra realized during puja he had offered his ring to Shiva Linga. Then he told Lakshman, "He please go back, bring me that ring." And Lakshman came back to Puri. Then he wanted to pick up that ring. When he was picking up, Lord Shiva is thinking, "Oh, this is the ring of my Lord. I don't want to give it up. This is prasad, I'll keep with me." So he could not bring that. Lakshman could not pick it up. He's not coming out of that Shivalinga. Then Lakshman took his arrow and pierced that Shivalinga. And he pierced, and so much blood came. So much blood came out of that. So here it shows how Shiva is attached some prasad of Ramchandra, I don't want to give. Then how to stop that blood? The villagers, they brought on Loki, the cover of on Loki. Now Loki vegetable is there to cover that Loki. Then Lakshman left. The villagers, they started worshipping as a lingal, the Shiva linga. That Loki. The Loki Nath, Lauk Nath. So now they call, that's why Loknath Mahadev. He's now Loknath Mahadev. So like this, every Vishnu Dham has all Shiva, they're protecting, and Lord Shiva's many, many sweet pastimes. He's very merciful. That is the reason Lord Shiva has all the ghosts. Because who will deliver the ghosts? Nobody will keep ghosts. But Lord Shiva is very so merciful, he delivered the ghosts. And when we hear these pastimes of Lord Shiva, gave a blessings to a demon, he said, "I'm very pleased what boon you want." And that demon said, "You bless me. Whomever head I will touch, he will be burned into ashes." And Lord Shiva is Bhale Baba, you know. He's very simple, asuta, so easily pleased. Okay, tathastu. Let it be so. And this demon, demon is thinking, Lord Shiva gave me correct boon or not, I have to test. So he wanted to touch Shiva's head, to test whether it's correct boon or not. And the Lord Shiva running away from there. Then you know the story how Vishnu appeared. Then Vishnu said, "This demon, why are you taking so much trouble running behind him? You touch your own head." Then Lord Vishnu tricked. But hearing this pastime, what you feel? And the demon that Lord Shiva is so afraid of, so scared, because demon is going to touch his head, he will turn into ashes, he ran away. And Lord Vishnu saved. Is not this? But that is not the fact. Do you think the Lord will become scared because this demon will touch his head, he will turn into ashes? Lord Shiva is so powerful. He is so powerful, he can make the whole universe into ashes. In Pralaya time, he can make everything destroyed. And he become afraid of this demon, he running away out of fear. No, you have to understand. This is what common understanding is. You know, he is very bhaktavatsal. Lord Shiva is so kind to his devotee. He thinks he is my devotee. I just blessed him. He is not intelligent enough. He is trying to do me with him. I cannot harm him. He is running away. But people think, he is running away with his fear. No, he is very, very merciful. That is, he gives shelter to all these ghosts, hublin, goblins, all these people that take shelter of Lord Shiva. So he will purify them. So in this way, Lord Shiva very great personality. And his activities is not ordinary activities. When something happens, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, we should not consider this something happens in our material world to us. Is exactly, it's not like that. So, Jai Shiva Bhagavan ki. Any comments you have?